रे जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय यशोधनंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यमुनातिरवनचारे जय कुंज विहारे जय यमुना रे जय कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारे श्री कृष्ण जय कन्हैया प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद जय कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे हरे गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय गोविंद हे गोविंद ರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತ ಗೌರಾನಿತ ಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತ ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತ ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನಿತ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರಾ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭಾವ ತುಮೇ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನ ಪಥಗಾಮೇ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭಾವ ತುಮೇ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭಾವ ತುಮೇ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಗಾಮೇ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭಾವ ತುಮೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇ ಜಯ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇ ಜಯ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇ ಜಯ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇ ಜಯ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇ ಜಯ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇ ಜಯ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಜಯ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ 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 ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ 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 ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता माह्यं दधाति स्वपथान्तिका जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनधारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, chapter number 17. The title of the chapter is Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu, text number 38. Jajne Tvashtur Dakshinagno धानवीं योनिम् आश्रितः वृता इति अभिविख्यातो ज्ञान विज्ञान संयुतः जग्ने त्वष्टुर् दक्षिणाग्नौ जज्ञे त्वष्टुर्दक्षिणाग्नौ धानवीं योनिमाश्रितः धानवीं योनिमाश्रितः वृता इति अभिविख्यातो ज्ञान विज्ञान संयुतः यज्ञे त्वष्टुर्दक्षिणाग्नौ दानवीं योनिमाश्रितः वृता इति अभिविख्यातो ज्ञानविज्ञानसंयुतः जज्ञे त्वष्टुर्दक्षिणाग्नौ धानवीं योनिमाश्रितः वृता इति अभिविख्यातो ज्ञान विज्ञान संयुतः जज्ञे त्वष्टुर्दक्षिणाग्नौ दानवीं योनिमाश्रितः वृता इति अभिविख्यातो ज्ञान विज्ञान संयुतः यज्ञे त्वष्टुर्दक्षिणाग्नो वृता इति अभिविख्यातो ज्ञान विज्ञान संयुतः यज्ञे त्वष्टुर्दक्षिणाग्नौ दानवीं योनिमाश्रितः वृता इति अभिविख्यातो ज्ञान विज्ञान संयुतः माताजी प्लीज यज्ञे त्वष्टुर्दक्षिणाग्नौर् धानवीं योनिमाश्रितः अभिविख्यातो ज्ञानविज्ञानसंयुतः यज्ञे त्वष्टुर्दक्षिणाग्नौ धानवीं योनिमाश्रितः वृत्रा इति अभिविख्यातो ज्ञानविज्ञानसंयुतः यज्ञे वास् बोर्न् त्वष्टु आफ् द ब्राह्मणा नोन् एस् त्वष्टा दक्षिण अग्नौ in the fire sacrifice known as Dakshinagno. Dakshinagni. Dhanavim, demoniac. Yonim, species of life. Asrita, taking shelter of. Vritaha, Vritraha, Vritra. Iti, thus. Abhivikyataha. Celebrated jnana vijnana samyutaha, fully equipped with the transcendental knowledge and practical application of that knowledge in life. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Being cursed by Mother Durga Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, that same Chitraketu accepted birth in a demoniac species of life, although still fully equipped with the transcendental knowledge and practical application of that knowledge in life. He appeared as a demon at the fire sacrifice performed by Tvashta, and thus he became famous as Vritrasura. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word yoni, so please listen attentively, especially children, if you are listening, listen attentively, because each and every word Srila Prabhupada uses very, very carefully. So we have to take that dhoti out. we have to attentively hear. Then what will happen is like the whole what Srila Prabhupada is going to say and all these things will make sense. Otherwise, we'll just sit there and then time will go, 9 o'clock, prasadam, and then finish actually. So please, attentively, everyone, not only children. The word yoni is generally understood to mean jati, a family, group, or species. Although Vritrasura appeared in a family of demons, it is clearly said that his knowledge of spiritual life still existed. Jnana vijnana samyutaha. His spiritual knowledge and the practical application of that knowledge in life were not lost. Therefore, it is said that even if a devotee falls down for some reason, he is still not lost. Even if a devotee falls down for some reason, he is still not lost.
Srila Prabhupada quotes a sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, Yatra kva vabhadram abut amusya kim kovarta apto bhajatam swadharmataha. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.17. Once one is advanced in devotional service, his spiritual assets are never lost under any circumstances. Whatever spiritual advancement he has achieved continues. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Where it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita? Any idea where it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita? Whatever spiritual advancement he has achieved continues. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Anyone? Anybody think of something in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, even little bit advancement you make, swalpam, I have given a clue also. Swalpam abhyasya dharmasya thrayate mahato bayat. So Krishna gives. So that's why, if you attentively listen, then we know what Prabhupada says actually. Prabhupada says here, Bhagavad Gita is also is confirmed. Then immediately we should think, something is confirmed. No, we have to know. Sometimes when you see the cinema or drama, we want to cross-reference, like where it is said, where all these things we refer. Same way here also, Bhagavatam also we refer. Yes, if a bhakti, this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Yes, correct. We'll read that. Even if a bhakti yogi falls, he takes birth in a rich family or family of a brahmana in which he again starts devotional activities from the point we left off. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. In the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we are going to read that also. It's confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Although Vritrasura was known as an asura or demon, he did not lose his consciousness of Krishna or devotional service. So this is a very wonderful position of Vritrasura. Normally when you say asura, we don't have any respect for them. Like, asura, this is a rakshas. But this rakshas, he's not a normal rakshas. Even though he is a great devotee of the Lord, Mara Chitraketu. So he's not a normal the demon. So even though he is a great devotee of the Lord, and a small situation, the situation happened where Mara Chitraketu criticized or made some comments about Lord Shiva. The situation where Mother Parvati is sitting in the lap and all the assembled sages are there. Just externally it looks like that. But because of that, actually Lord Shiva didn't take it in any offense at all. Lord Shiva is like a very equipoise. He didn't consider, he just took it as a joke only. He didn't take it very seriously. But Mother Parvati took it very seriously, and then she cursed Mara Chitraketu to take birth in a demoniac family. So this verse, who is speaking? Any idea? Haribol? Who is speaking this verse? Sugadev Goswami. Yes, very important. We need to know. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sugadev Goswami speaking, Lord Shiva speaking, or Mother Parvati speaking, we have to be aware. Sugadev, very good. Sugadev Goswami speaking. So he is saying, being cursed by Mother Durga, Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, the same Chitraketu accepted birth in a demoniac species of life. So it is very interesting. Mara Chitraketu is very, very powerful personality. He had a darshan of one great personality. Which one? Which one did he have darshan? Sankarshan. He had a Sankarshan, Lord Sankarshan's darshan. It's not an ordinary thing. Having a darshan of Lord Sankarshan is not an ordinary thing, because it's not like he has achieved perfection in his devotional life. And he had a darshan of Lord Sankarshan. He had the mercy of Lord Sankarshan. And he can, in this situation, he can counter curse also. He had the capacity, he had the power, he can curse also. But, as we studied in the earlier sections of the same chapter, he didn't do that. He accepted the curse, whatever the curse given by Mother Parvati, he accepted that. This is a great Vaishnava. Vaishnava is not in the mood of retaliation. For personal thing, when something happens to himself, he doesn't retaliate. But it's not that Vaishnava is not a coward. If something happens to the Lord, something happens to the devotees of the Lord, he is very, very courageous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one place he is saying, Sikshashtaka, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tare Ravi Savishnuna, Amaneva Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahar, you have to be humble, you have to be meek, everything. But if same time, if a devotee is in some situation, if a Lord is criticized, or if the devotees are criticized, then he didn't tolerate that. When Nityananda Prabhu was attacked by Jagai and Madai, did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept quiet? What did he do? Yes, that's it. You are there. Active, very vigilant. Yeah, that's it. Should be like that only. Yeah, he came with Sudarshan Chakra to chop off Jagai and Madai. Because it's, So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't exercise, oh, now Trinathapi Sunichena, we have to meek and humble. No. Meek and humble, when something happens to you, and that time you can be meek and humble. But if something happens to the Lord, if somebody comes here to harm the Lord or do something to the Lord, oh no, no, we have to be calm, quiet, peaceful. No, no way. We have to give our life, whatever may be, to protect the Lord, protect the devotee. But when it something happens to the individual, okay, we can tolerate. We can tolerate a little bit. Somebody may say something, okay, we can tolerate. We should. That is why Maharaj Chitraketu is showing us the characteristics of a Vaishnava. Characteristics of a Vaishnava is like a, there is a sloka coming in Srimad Bhagavatam, Karunika, so this is like a, you know, the Kali Yuga, sometimes the sloka also goes out of the mind. Suhrutam sarvadehinam ajata satrava santa sadava sadhu bhushanam. This is like a titikshava karunika. Titikshava. Titikshava means he is very, very tolerant. Devotee means he is very tolerant actually. It's not that okay, immediately gets agitated and immediately jumps up and down. That is not devotee. But same time, if something happens to the Lord, somebody is criticizing the Lord, then where you have to protect the devotee, protect the Lord, that time he is not meek and humble. He will stand up and he will say whatever he has to say. So that's an important point. Here the word, Prabhupada says here, the word yoni is generally understood to mean jati, family, group or species. Although Vritrasura appeared in a family of demons, it is clearly said that his knowledge of spiritual life still existed. This is the beauty actually. Even though he took birth in the family of a demon. Vritrasura, even though he took the family of a demon, and actually Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if you read a little bit about demon, what is a demon like in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, I won't read the whole thing. I will. I just want to. Text number 4. Dambo darpo abhimanascha krodha parushyam evacha agyanam chapi dasasya partha sampadam asurim. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Pruta. These are all the demoniac qualities. Lord Krishna in the 16th chapter, having talked about all the devotional qualities, all the devotee qualities, Lord is enumerating what are all the asuric qualities. And Lord continues to say, the transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demoniac qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with the divine qualities. And then Lord says, O son of Pruta, in this world there are two kinds of created beings. One is called the divine and the other is demoniac. One is called divine, the other one is... There are only two people are there. And here it says, there are those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them. These are all the qualities of demons. Lord continues actually. There are so many slokas. Lord speaks about this different type of demons. Now you find a contrast here. Here there is Mother Parvati has cursed Maharaj Chitraketu to become a demon, and the qualities he is exhibiting, they are nothing belong to the demoniac thing. So where did the quality come from then? These qualities, because normally these, Lord Krishna says, these are the demoniac qualities. All the asuric, anger, lust, this, greed and all these things. But the qualities what Maharaj Chitraketu or in the form of Vritrasura is displaying is all completely transcendental qualities. So these transcendental qualities are coming from, where it is coming from? Yeah, that is coming from Krishna only. But where it is coming from? Previous birth. Previous birth he was a Maharaj Chitraketu, was a great devotee of the Lord. So he has completely perfected his life. So even though there is a small mishap or small detour or whatever has happened, whatever he has achieved, that is not lost. It's very, very important for all of us to know. Because we perform devotional service and there is some kind of deviation and they just go away. But Lord is very merciful actually. As long as we don't keep on committing offenses, there is always a chance for us to come back actually. Lord is very merciful. He makes the arrangement. But if somebody is like a key, because that is why the point here is Lord is saying, here in this sloka, 19th sloka, Tanakam Dishatakruran, Samsareshu Naradamam, Chipami, Ajasram, Asuban, Asuri, Yoni, Anishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast into the ocean of material existence, into the various demoniac species of life. This is for a general demon. But here in this case, even though Vritrasura appeared in the demoniac family, but he exhibited all the transcendental qualities. That's why Srila Prabhupada says here, Jnana Vijnana Samyuta. What is Samyuta means? Any Hindi pandit, Sanskrit pandit? Samyuta. Jnana Vijnana Samyuta. Included, yes, correct. Included, accompanied. Samyuta. 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 So this is like included or accompanied. Yeah. Jnana Vijnana Samyuta. This Jnana Vijnana is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. Because you say Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayanti Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. If somebody worships Lord Vasudeva, what happens? Jnana and Vairagya, these are the two things which are very essential. Jnana and Vairagya. This Jnana and Vairagya is automatically coming to a person who has engaged in the service of Vasudeva. If somebody is engaged in the service of Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha, Prayojita means engaged in the service of Lord Vasudeva, then Jnana and Vairagya automatically come. You don't have to make a special endeavor. Who will refuse that? Actually, automatically it is coming. You just engage in devotional service, automatically Jnana is coming. People do lot of tapasya, lot of this thing, yoga, this thing to get knowledge. But here a person engaged in devotional service, automatically Jnana is coming. Automatically Vairagya is coming. So that is why this is the easiest process. The devotional process is easiest process. And also the benefit is a devotee, whatever advancement he makes in devotional life, that is not going to be lost at any circumstance. Having said that, if somebody keeps on committing offenses, then there is a possibility that the progress will be checked. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, there are many offenses are there, the 10 offenses every day we read. Then main offense is sadhu ninda. The blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives in propagating the holy name of the Lord. This is the greatest offense. Because they are out of the way, they are going and they're dedicating their life in serving the Lord and then criticizing them or committing offenses to them, that Lord will not tolerate. Actually, any offense you commit to the Lord, Lord will tolerate sometimes. Sometimes Lord will tolerate the offense. But any offense committed to the devotee of the Lord, Lord does not tolerate. In the example of Maharaj, which Maharaj we are talking about? No, I'm not talking about that Maharaj. I'm talking about the example we are going to discuss, which Maharaj? The Lord doesn't forgive the offense committed to a devotee. That's what, now you are talking actually. Ambarish Maharaj, what offense, who committed offense? Durvasa Muni committed offense to Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj didn't do anything wrong. He consulted the Brahmana. He took a sip of water. And then that Durvasa Muni got very offended. Oh, you called me as a guest. And then without me, you just broke the fast. He got very offended. And then he created a demon. We know all the story. And then Durvasa Muni went to Brahmaloka, went to Kailasloka, and even up to Vaikuntha Loka. See his power. He's not an ordinary person, a yogi. He could go to the entrance of Vaikuntha and even he could have the darshan of Lord Vishnu. Even though he could have darshan of Lord Vishnu, but then what Lord Vishnu said? My dear Durvasa Muni, no, the best course of action for you is to go and fall at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. If Ambarish Maharaj forgives you, then only the Sudarshan Chakra is going to go back. So this is the potency of a devotee. We have to understand that. See, this is Lord attaches so much importance for his devotee. If a devotee is harmed, a devotee is hurt, Lord is feeling that. That is otherwise why Lord has to, what is big difficulty for Lord to take this Sudarshan Chakra back? Is it very difficult? Well, not very difficult. But why he did that? Because he wanted to demonstrate, my devotee is very, very dear to me. Sadavo hrdayam mahyam, sadunam hrdayam taham, nadanyecha janati, naham tepyo manakam. My devotee is always thinking about me. I am always thinking about my devotee. Lord is saying that. So this is the reciprocation between the Lord and the devotee is so wonderful. So here, Maharaj Chitraketu is in a position, he jnana vijnana samyuta. Nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. Only thing is the body has changed. Maharaj Chitraketu now has become Vritrasura. Especially if you read the conversation between Indra and Vritrasura, you will be wondering, what is happening here? Indra is losing courage because he has all the weapons and everything. But Vritrasura is saying, you know, like Vritrasura is preaching actually. Vritrasura in the battlefield, he is preaching to Indra. Indra, what are you doing? Here, all these, your facilities are there, you have astras there, sastras are there. You just put this and kill me. He is just eagerly waiting to go back home, back to Godhead. So that is Vritrasura's position. So that is why sometimes, you know, like externally we see the person may seem like a demon, but his level of advancement is way, way, way beyond any other personality. Actually, the whole pastime, it is a defeat for Indra. Even though externally Indra got glorious success, but Indra was not successful. Actually, Vritrasura was successful. Because Vritrasura went back home, back to Godhead, Indra got only the kingdom and then going around the circle, actually. So that's the whole idea. So here, we just discussed about how the Vritrasura, even though he took birth in the family of Asura, he did not lose this knowledge, spiritual knowledge and practical application of that knowledge. Srila Prabhupada says in one place, very, very interesting statement, jnana and vijnana. I just want to read this. Jnana means knowledge received through disciplic succession from the scriptures. And vijnana means practical application of such knowledge. Because this is, what is the difference between jnana and vijnana? Jnana is knowledge. And vijnana means practical application. Otherwise, you know, knowledge itself is not going to help actually. Knowledge will be good, but if you don't put the knowledge into practice, you are not put the knowledge into application, then the knowledge will be just like a very theoretical knowledge, bookish knowledge only. So that is not going to be that much beneficial. But that's why in the case of Vritrasura, everything was intact. Even though he got the body of a demon, the jnana and vijnana was intact. And that's why Srila Prabhupada says, it is said that even if a devotee falls down for some reason, he is still not lost. Falls down. Even if a devotee falls down. Sometimes, you know, like we are living in the material world and we are accustomed to this material world and there are a lot of deviation, lot of distractions for a devotee. No, this thing. Not easy thing. And it is difficult. Krishna only says that it is difficult. Daivi hesha gunamayi mama maya dhuratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam taranti. Krishna says that this is very difficult to overcome. The daivi hesha gunamayi. This is like the material nature is very, very difficult to overcome. But Krishna gives a formula. Mameva ye prapadyante. If you surrender to Krishna or surrender to me, Krishna says, then you can overcome that. Otherwise, there is no way. No way we can just get out of this the entanglement of material world. It is not possible at all. All the yogis, all the jnanis are trying for years and years. As one muni, Saubari Muni, he thought, you know what Saubari Muni did, you know? Yes, underwater. Very good, actually. Your memory is good. You should be keep on listening to Bhagavatam all the time, actually. Then your everything will be very clear. Huh? Saubari Muni, he was underneath the water. He was meditating, thinking that outside lot of disturbance. Outside lot of disturbance there. I will go underwater and I will do tapasya. But still he got distracted. He got some fishes were mating and then he thought, okay, now let me go and I want to marry and that's finished. That is why that type of thing will not work, actually. So that is why positive engagement has to be there. It's not like a negation. That type of thing will not work. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says also, this is like a, we sometimes, we just negate. We have to have a higher experience. We have a higher experience, then we will be able to give up a lower desire, lower taste. Otherwise, it's not possible. So here, it is said that even if a devotee falls down for some reason, he is still not lost. So this is very, very important for all of us, actually, at least for me, because this situation is, there's a lot of chances for us to fall down. Lot of chances. But we should not think that, okay, now Krishna says, okay, let me fall down once, two, twice, keep on falling down. No, that is not a very good position. We have to try our level best not to fall down, but if there is accidental fall down. Krishna says that also in Bhagavad Gita, in the apichetsu duracharo bhajate mam ananyabhag sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. Apichetsu duracharo, even if a devotee falls down, even if a devotee has some kind of habit which is not very devotionally inclined, but what will happen is apichetsu duracharo bhajate mam ananyabhag. We have to, the person, even if something is there also, he has to fix himself in complete devotional service. If he can do that, then that the devotional fire will purify him. So this is the point. Not that, okay, it's not like we do today, okay, I will commit some offense and I will go and chant Hare Krishna and then come again and then do this thing and again commit further offense. No, that type of thing will not work, actually. A devotee, if because of past conditioning, if a person performs a small activity, some activity which is not exactly in line with the devotional activity, immediately he has to correct himself. It's not that, okay, you just, okay, today I corrected, so tomorrow again start something else and then again correct myself. No, we have to, devotee means, so for that type of devotee, it's not like, it is not some kind of blanket permit given so that in the garb of a devotee, I will commit offenses, I will do all the sinful activity, oh, I am still a devotee. No, that not for that type of thing. It is for a person, if a person performs sometimes because of accident, some kind of bad conditioning, because we are all coming with conditioning. What is conditioning means, you know? Air conditioning. What is air conditioning? What is air condition? No, that is okay. Leave material world. Air condition. We are talking about air condition. What is air condition? Air is conditioned, correct? You hot air, you condition, you can make it cold air. The cold air, you can condition and make it hot. Same way, the air is conditioned. The same way, we are also conditioned, actually. So that is why we have to, somehow or other, even if there is a little bit of offense committed, then immediately we have to rectify ourselves. Because the rectifying process is already there. See, sometimes we think, where do we go? How do we rectify? No, because the chanting of Hare Krishna is the process. In this process, we continue. Bhajate mam ananyabhag. If somebody engages completely in devotional service, Krishna, situated within the heart as a Paramatma, he sees the sincerity of the devotee and then purifies that, nullifies the devotee's whatever the offense or something. Krishna can do that. I can't do that, but Krishna can do that. That is why it's very, very important. So Prabhupada says, quotes this sloka, Tektva yatra kvavabhadram abut amusya kim kovarta apto bhajatam swadharmataha. This Srila Prabhupada quotes that sloka. This is sloka in the 2.40, which is Neha Vikrama sloka, where Srila Prabhupada explains this. I'll just read this. in text 2.40, neha vikrama nasosti pratyavayona vidyate swalpam abhyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Translation: in this endeavor there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. What is the most dangerous type of fear? Material world is a fear. Yeah, then what next? Entanglement in the, and taking birth again into this material world. That is the biggest problem. So what it is saying here, in this endeavor there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. So Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka: Tyaktva swadharmam charanambujam hare bhajan apakvota patet yato yati yatra kvava badram abud amusyakim kovarta apto bhajatam swadharmataha. The same sloka, the two lines Srila Prabhupada quoted, this whole sloka Srila Prabhupada quoting here. If someone gives up his occupational duties and works in Krishna consciousness and then falls down on account of not completing his work, what loss is there on his part? Even though a person, he may give up his family, give up his situation, engage in pure devotional service, and then falls down, there is no loss for him, because at least he is doing the right thing, and then Krishna will purify him. Krishna will, and as long as bhajate mam ananya bhag, if he reinstate himself in pure devotional service, Krishna will protect him. Krishna says in the next sloka to Arjuna, he is saying, bhajate mam ananya sadureva samantavya samyak vivasito heha shibram bhavati dharmatma. Shibram bhavati dharmatma saswa santim nigachyati kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. He's saying shibram bhavati dharmatma, he will immediately, quickly he will become righteous. Why? Because bhajate mam ananya bhag, he is worshipping the Lord continuously, he is chanting, that is why he will become righteous. Immediately righteous. Shipram bhavati dharmatma saswa santim nigachyati kaunteya prati janehi. He is saying to Arjuna, Arjuna, you declare it boldly that my devotee will not perish. So that is why that guarantee we have. Krishna has given us the guarantee. We should not misuse that guarantee. Sometimes the guarantee is given. In the guarantee card you read, like always there is so many classes are there. Oh, you should not put this machine into the water. You should not do this. You should not do that. Like, have you seen the guarantee card? You have a guarantee card. All these different conditions will be given. Correct? Same way here also. Krishna gives that. I give the guarantee. Yes. I will shipram bhavati dharmatma saswa santim nigachyati kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta prana. All the guarantee is given, and also Krishna says bhajate mam ananya bhag. So if you don't follow that, then if you don't follow the instructions given in the manual for a particular thing, then you will not get the best service out of that. The same way Krishna has given us the guarantee, but we have to follow that. We have to chant Hare Krishna always, even if there is a mistake. That's when sometimes, even we, while performing some offenses, the best process of offense committing is just chant Hare Krishna. Previously in the Vedic system, Srila Prabhupada gives this very famous pastime. There was one devotee, Buddhimanta Das. Buddhimanta Khan. So he committed some offense. Not a big offense. So whatever, not is his offense. So somebody wanted thrown some water on him previously, and then he was made a Muslim. He committed this thing. So and then he went to the Bhattacharya and asked, "What is the what kind of atonement I can do?" So Bhattacharya, very easy. 1 liter of molten lead. You drink that, that's it. For him is that's it. But the problem is, if you drink 1 liter of molten lead, what will happen? Ram Nam Satya. You will just finish. The body only will finish and he will go. So then he thought, oh, it's not practical. He went to another Bhattacharya. But oh, no problem. No, lead and other things are needed. 1 liter of ghee, molten ghee, you drink that. Even that also will finish. So that person was very, very morose. Then he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, this happened? Okay, no problem. You always chant Hare Krishna and then can come Yama, engage yourself in devotional service. That is sufficient. You don't have to do anything. So that is the process for us, actually. If somebody asks us, oh, you committed an offense, you perform some Ashwamedha Yajna, what will you do? 5 minutes of chanting only you are not able to do. And Ashwamedha Yajna, what can you do? What kind of samagri, what are you going to collect? What kind of activity? Nothing is possible. So that is why the process of atonement in the Kali Yuga is the process automatically there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, the process is there, chanting Hare Krishna. But we should not use that on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. One of the offense, what is that offense? Strength of the holy name of the Lord, what is that offense? Yeah, actually, we have to be very attentive, actually. Because that is why, every day we are telling 10 offenses. On the strength of the holy name of the Lord, to commit sinful activities, on the strength of the holy name. Because, we have one astra, chanting of the holy name. Oh, that means I can do any nonsense and I can get away with it. Oh, no, that is dangerous, actually. Krishna is not talking about that type of person. Accidental fall down. Something because of bad conditioning, because of my past bad association, we may perform something. Immediately, we have to rectify ourselves. Immediately. Not that, okay, I have done, okay, I'll continue to do for a few more months, few more years, and then anyway, Krishna will call me back. Not like that type of approach. We have to be, immediately, we fix ourselves back. So that type of person only Krishna is talking about. So here, we have so many examples also. Any example can you think of where a person, He did something good and then some mistake and then again he got back. Anyone can think of anything? Any other example? Yes, Ajamil, very good. Ajamil, you can think of anyone? Ambarish Maharaj, what did he do? He did any offense actually. Yeah, Ambarish Maharaj is good. Talking about Ambarish Maharaj is good, but he... Eh? Mrigari the hunter, yes, he made a lot of mistakes. And then Narada Muni gave, Valmiki also, the same situation. And Srimad Bhagavatam also, we have the few other, Durvasa Muni is very transcendental. So he performs offenses and fixes, and then again something happens. And also, Vritrasura, yeah, very good actually. We are talking about the same person. And one more person we can think. Vishwamitra also did something, yes. And we forgot about Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, what happened to Bharat Maharaj? Yeah, he got a deer. It's not a big offense, just got distracted. We are talking about accidental distraction. We are not talking about like a planned thing. On this 11th of November 2022, 9 o'clock, I'm going to fall down. Like I work for that. I'm working for that fall down. You know, that type of thing will not work actually. We have to accidental fall down. Something happens and just like that type of fall down. Not that premeditated. Okay, so right time. I put the alarm also. Oh, now I have to fall down. Not that type of fall down. So... Jaya Vijaya is different, completely different. We can't go into that because Jaya Vijaya is not, it's Lord's plan. Lord's plan also. In the Vaikuntha, there is nobody to fight. One day, Lord developed a desire, I wanted to fight. Sometimes, you know, like the wrestlers and others, you know, they will have a itching, you know, I want to fight. But there is no one to fight with the Lord in Vaikuntha. So Lord just glanced on Jaya Vijaya, finished, that's it. So then whole pastime rolled out actually. So yes, correct. Ambarish Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj was a great example. Ajamil was a great example. So all these things, what does it indicate? Hare Krishna, what does it indicate? Now this is a crux actually. All the stories are finished. Now what does it indicate? Bharat Maharaj came back. Rectify yourself. And that is, and another potency is, if you engage in devotional service, it's not going to be a loss. You assuming I perform devotional service 25% in this lifetime. Some reason or other I have to pass away. I have to kick the bucket. Okay. So then next lifetime, where will I start? 26%. 25 is already done, means you start from the 26th%. That is in spiritual life. I assume $100,000 in the bank. Next lifetime, I come, go to the same bank. Oh, last lifetime I had 100,000. So now please give me back. What will they do? They will call the police, or they call the mental hospital. No? Like, oh, this one fellow has come out of the hospital. Please come and take him. No, because whatever you acquire in terms of material wealth or material, whatever the possessions, that will finish with the body. When you finish the body, it will finish. You can't take anything with you. Nothing. You came empty-handed, we have to go empty-handed only. Nobody can take, oh no, I'm very much attached to this, I will take this. No, you're not allowed actually. What you can take then? What can you take then? You have to be aware. No? What you can take? Krishna Bhakti, yeah, whatever the good deeds we have done, yeah, all these things. Hare Krishna Mantra will come, there also it is there, nothing to worry. So Mahamantra will come. Yeah, all these things will come. So these things we can take. That's why we have to be very clear what baggage we can take. No? Like they say, no, in the aeroplane also, no, you keep the baggage light, no? For the travel will be very smooth. No? Because otherwise, no, in the transit, you have to carry, assuming you are taking 100 kilo baggage, in the transit you keep on carrying that everywhere, it will be break your back actually. So you can't do that. Same way, your luggage, we have to keep it very light. Same way, we should know what we can take, what we are entitled to take. So that is that we have to take. So that is why we perform devotional service, even little bit of devotional service we perform, the protection is there for us. Protection is there for us. Lord Krishna says in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, I will just read. It's very, very interesting. I recommend we read this again and again, because it's not that other things are also there, but this is Lord Krishna giving this formula. We all have doubts actually. We all have doubts. No? Because, I perform devotional service. If I perform everything fully, finally I'm going to go back home, back to Godhead. If I don't complete it, what will happen? Correct? No? See, you are there, okay? Now you are all, your school friends, the material friends are all like, this fellow is, they will just like, nothing to do with this fellow. No? They will wash the hands. But here devotees are there. But in devotional line also we fall down. That fellow is not going to take you. And this fellow is also not going to take you. So we are kind of Trisangu. There is one position called Trisangu Sorga. Because we will be in the middle. Neither here nor there. What is that position? Because sometimes it is for us also. No? Like previously when we came, no? Previously we used to wonder, no? Oh, they are not calling for the birthday party, this, that. And now, it's good that they are not calling for. Because the problem is, that is not a place for us, whatever is happening there. But now, once you are in that position, now here in the devotional line, if there is a fall down, the devotees also will not call you. So that means you don't have any company. So Arjuna had a doubt also. Arjuna is asking in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, listen attentively, I won't read the whole thing. Arjuna is asking, Arjuna said, O Krishna, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalist who in the beginning takes to the process of self-realization with faith, but who later desists due to worldly mindedness, thus does not attain perfection in mysticism? Does everyone understand this doubt? You understand? Arjuna is asking, I am trying to follow the process, but because of my conditioning or all these things, if I don't finish this, what will happen? We all have the doubt. No? We all have the doubt. So Arjuna, for our purpose, he is already clarifying that. So he is asking this question, what will happen? O Krishna, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalist who in the beginning takes to the process of self-realization with faith, but who later desists due to worldly mindedness and thus does not attain perfection mysticism? O mighty armed Krishna, does not such a man who is bewildered from the path of transcendence fall away from both spiritual and material success and perish like a riven cloud with no position in any sphere? No position. No position in the material sphere, no position in the spiritual sphere also. Is it going to happen like that? So that is what he is asking. And he is asking, who he is asking? He is asking Krishna. This is my doubt. Oh Krishna, I ask you to dispel it completely. But for you, no one is found to be who can destroy this doubt. He is asking the right person, the right question. And Krishna is answering. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Partha Naiveha Namutra Vinasastasya Vidyate Nahi Kalyana Kritkaschid Durgatim Tata Gachati. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Son of Pritha, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. This is the guarantee. Krishna gives the guarantee. If you perform devotional activities, you are not going to be the loser. Even though apparently from a temporary point of view, you may feel like you are losing, because that's a blocking only. It's not because it's not going to be, you perform devotional service, you are credited. Today you perform devotional service, it is our credit. It will come with us. Wherever we go, it will come with us. Unless otherwise, we commit some maha aparad. Big aparad we do. Then also, it will be blocked. It will be checked for some time until the mercy of the Lord comes or the devotee of the Lord's mercy comes. Until that time. That is why it's very, very important. We have to take whatever we can do in this lifetime, we have to do it. There is whatever little bit of devotional service also we can do it now only. Now everything, we are hale and healthy, our senses are working, our intellect is, everything is proper. We have to perform devotional service now so that even if there is some situation happens down the track, happened in Ajamil's case. Ajamil's case it happened. Even in the case of Vritrasura it happened. What to talk of Maharaj Chitraketu, it happened. Maharaj Chitraketu well advanced. Maharaj Bharat was well advanced. Ajamil was practicing and then he fell down also. So it can happen to anyone. So the formula is we have to be Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. Now only we have to start. We have to start as much as you perform. That is your credit. Even something happened, that's all right. But we don't want that to happen. But even something accidentally happens also, Krishna gives the guarantee, Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will not vanquish. Krishna gives the guarantee. So Krishna, not only that guarantee, here also Krishna says, after this sloka, Krishna is saying, this prapya punya kritan lokan usitva saswati sama suchinam simatam gehe yoga brashta vijayate. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. This is a person, after that prapya punya kritan lokan usitva saswate sama. Because this is like a, if a yoga brashta means it's like fall down from the yoga. If it happens, Krishna gives you an opportunity, you take birth in a pious and aristocratic family, from there you can continue. So that is why we can see in our society also, sometimes the father taking to Krishna consciousness, it would have taken 40 years. But the children, they are taking to Krishna consciousness in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years time. How? Where it is coming from? It's not just like it come from the sky, no? Just a devotional service. No, because in the previous lifetime they have performed some devotional service. Now Krishna has given the suitable opportunity, suitable father, suitable mother, so where he can continue his devotion. Krishna is giving them. That's why Krishna says that. In the sixth chapter, Krishna says, Krishna gives the opportunity to take birth in a pious and aristocratic family where you don't have to tell them. Automatically, they will take it up. For us, it took 25 years. For this boy, it took only 5 years. Why? Because he's already performed. That is why Srila Prabhupada says, these children are not like ordinary children. It's not just to flatter them. I'm not flattering them. There's nothing, I'm not going to get anything from flattering them. Because they're not ordinary children. Because they're children, God, Krishna has given us shelter. Krishna has put them in this shelter. So we have to look after them. We have to give them. Yes, give education, no problem. But not just only material education. Give them spiritual education also. Give them the knowledge so that one day you will go away. I'm not going to be sitting there another 100, 200 years. But the knowledge you give the children, that knowledge they will take it up. They will continue. Oh, this knowledge we have to give to the children. So, and this is one situation. Look at the other situation. Or if unsuccessful after a long practice of yoga, he takes birth in a family of a transcendentalist who are surely great in wisdom. Certainly such a birth is very rare in this world. So this is like a Maharaj Bharat. Maharaj Bharat, he didn't take birth in a Brahmana family, but immediately he rectified. Just one Maharaj Bharat, and then Deer Bharat, and then Jada Bharat, finished. Simple. It's not like he has to go through big janma. Again, he had to take so many janma. No. Maharaj Bharat, he became Deer Bharat, and then became Jada Bharat, and then went back home, back to the garden. So Ajamil's case also. Ajamil also. Initially, he was very enthusiastic, did everything. Little bit of a deviation in the middle. And then, end, got the darshan of Vishnu Dutas, and then they gave them the mercy. He perfected his life. Vritrasura's case is completely different. Vritrasura is already a liberated kind of person only. But he made a joke out of Lord Shiva. Mother Parvati took it as an offense. And then he took the offense also. Even the Lord Shiva didn't take any offense. Lord Shiva took, oh, what is this? You have cursed him. It is not a right thing to do. And then Vritrasura's eagerness to go back home, back to Godhead, or Lord's eagerness to bring Vritrasura back home, back to Godhead, was so great. So Lord took him back. So these are all the pastimes. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, once one is advanced in devotional service, his spiritual assets are never lost under any circumstances. So we have to remember that. Spiritual asset will be never lost. Offense means it will be checked, it will be blocked for some time. Because sometimes, you know, you say your account, keep on using the account, or some, so they immediately lock the account, block the account. Then you call the bank, establish the credentials, and then they will open the account again. Same way, devotional service also, if you commit offenses, that this is the nature of offenses like that only. Offense, and the sadhu ninda, all these 10 offenses we read every day. And out of that is the hati mata. Hati mata is a mad elephant offense. So that elephant offense, it will block it actually. It will block. But if we rectify immediately, then it's good. But if you don't rectify, then your waiting period will be more actually. So Srila Prabhupada says here, whatever spiritual advancement he has achieved continues. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. That is what we are studied. Neha Bikraman Asosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Solpam Abhyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. Because that even little bit you perform also, you are protected. Even if a bhakti yogi falls, he takes birth in a rich family or a family of a brahmana. This is what we were reading. The sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the later slokas, 42, 46 or something. So he takes birth in a pious and aristocratic family. He starts devotional service at the point where he left off. It's not that you have to start from the scratch. No. Because he already performed 20%, 30%, 40%, and then he continues and then finishes also. That is why we find that devotees are very, very enthusiastic. Children are very enthusiastic because they already performed devotional service. Now they have come here to complete it actually. This lifetime, they just want to complete it and want to go back home. Back. And as a parents, our duty is to facilitate that. We have to facilitate that. Yes, you give affection, you give this thing, everything you give. But in addition to all of that, you give, this soul has taken, this is a next understanding. Yeah, you give all these things. Next understanding is, this soul has taken shelter in our shelter. So our duty is to liberate this soul, to make the soul go back home, back to Godhead. That is one of the duties of the Guru Nasasyat, Pita Nasasyat, Janani Nasasyat. Srimad Bhagavatam says, this is one of the duties. One should not become a father, one should not become a guru, one should not become a mother if they are not able to deliver the dependence. So now the option is up to us actually, how you want to do that. Now, the last line is, Prabhupada says, although the Vritrasura was known as an asura or demon, he did not lose his consciousness of Krishna or devotional service. This is the greatest boon. Devotional service performed is permanent asset. It's a permanent asset. It's not like a temporary situation. Permanently it will be with you, wherever you go, whatever you do. But as far as possible, we don't want to commit offense and make it block. But if you are continued devotional service, the same lifetime we can go back home, back to God. We don't have to wait. Why to wait for next lifetime? Why to, what is the big thing to wait and next lifetime I will see? No, No need to wait for that. This lifetime only we should aim. For example, if a person has to pass, pass mark is 35, yeah, I will aim only 35, means you will get only 30, only you will get. If pass mark is 35, you aim 80, at least you will get 70. You get 100, you will get 90. Aim should be a little bit high, no? Like you can't just aim, pass mark is 35, I'll aim for 35. No? Then you may not even pass only. So we have to aim. At least as far as possible, the facilities is given by the Lord, the faculties are working, we should put our best effort and then leave it to Krishna. Krishna is also very kind. Krishna is also very eager to take us back home, back to God. Like in the case of Vritrasura is like, he's just finishing and then had darshan of Lord Sankarshan and then became this, and Vritrasura going back home, back to God. So, Maharaja Bharat also, tear, and then Jada Bharat, and then went home. So Lord is also very keen to take us back home, back to God, and we should reciprocate with the Lord. Lord, you are showing that much inclination, let me show a little bit of inclination so that I also want to come. Otherwise, the Lord is calling and we are saying, we don't want to. Then it won't work actually. We have to put little bit of effort. We have to put our effort also. And Lord's mercy is also there. Mercy is there and our effort is also. It is needed. It's not just only Lord, I am waiting for Lord's mercy. You put your effort also. Not just only wait for the Lord's mercy. Lord is ready to give mercy. You put your effort. Then we can make progress in that. Stop here if there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna.
That means he's finishing 100% of Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, if a devotee is practicing and his dai is in 50 years old, and we are talking about 25%, 30%, what he finished and he's continuing now. So, when he's a good prior devotee, he dies, and then shall we take it as he's finished 100%, so Krishna is taking him back or something? Or?
Yes. Okay. Because, see, it's not a question of 50, 100 years. See, years does not matter. Years is some calculation only. Because, see, somebody may be a 50-year-old devotee, somebody may be a 10-year-old devotee. But in a devotional advancement, this person may be higher than that person. It is possible, because it's not like it doesn't count by the age, actually. The devotional advancement is not proportionate to the age. Sometimes, it's ideally, as the age progresses, you have to get some realization and other things. But sometimes it may not work out. Okay, sometimes, because that means the devotional thing has not, they're not caught up with the devotional service. So it will, but whatever we do, whatever amount of this percentage is given, idea only, 25%, 30%, whatever advancement you have done, and accordingly, Krishna gives an opportunity so that you can continue that and perfect it, actually. And if you're completely perfected, then there's no point in coming back to this material world. That is why Krishna says in Srimad Bhagavatam, akama, sarvakama, va mokshakama, udahriti, thivrena, bhakti yogena, yajete purushamparam. Sometimes people say, I have a desire, I have a material desire, I have a desire for liberation, I have a moksha, all these things. Whatever desire you have, you do thivrena, bhakti yogena. You engage in devotional service, pure devotional service, then automatically that will purify the existence, and then we can go. So, yes, it is a devotional service, a continuous process. It is not like a material process is not continuous. 100,000 in this lifetime. Next lifetime, you have to start with zero. Not your 100,000 bank balance is not going to be carried forward to the next life. But devotional balance is going to be carried forward. So that we have to remember. Yeah, anything?
You said that, the Vritrasura, he knew that he just told Indra, kill me, I want to go back to Godhead. Then why didn't Ravana and all the other demons know that they also had to go back to Godhead?
They went. Eventually they went.
Yeah, they went. But Ravana didn't tell, just kill me, I need to go back to Godhead.
Sorry? Ravana?
Chitraketu, in the Vritrasura said to Indra, kill me, I need to go back to Godhead. Why didn't all the other demons say that?
Because they also have a contract, no? Three lifetimes they have to be a rakshas. Three lifetimes they have to be a demon, and then only they can go. First is Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Sisupala,
Shishupala and Dantavakra.
Dantavakra. So the contract is there. Na? The contract has to, you can't break the contract. Na? The contract is there, so then that's why he didn't, that lifetime only he didn't go back home back to Garden, because he has executed the contract with the Sanat Kumaras. Huh? So three lifetames. Jagayamada, that is an extension, contract extension. Sometimes the contract extension is there, no? So that is extension. Yeah. Understood?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Anything else?
Prabhuji, my question was...
You hold the mic first.
So, Prabhuji, my question is that isn't Yoni like a hellish type of place?
Sorry, you, I'm not able to hear you.
Isn't Yoni a hellish type of place? Yoni.
Yoni? Yeah, Yoni Prabhupada says, ne? The beginning only. Yoni means here. The word Yoni is generally understood to mean jati, family, group or species. Yoni. It's like a group or a family or a species. That is called Yoni. Asuram Yoni. Today's subject. Asuram Yoni means demoniac species. So he took birth in a demon family. It's a demoniac species. Understood? Demon species. That's a Yoni means family or group or species. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, ma, you have a question? You will have always nice questions here. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Yes, ma?
You were talking about tolerance at the start. So my question is, Prabhuji, when we see people, sometimes they will be rude to us and then we'll tolerate it. And then they'll think we did the wrong as we're quiet. But then we keep on tolerating, they keep on doing bad stuff to us, and then we keep on tolerating it. So how many times should we tolerate it?
Yeah, it's a good question, because we talked about tolerance, and sometimes keeps on committing bad things or some things to us. So yes, see, tolerance is like we are not like a jada. Huh? We are not inert matter. No? We are also chetana. So yes, if somebody says something, if somebody is physically harming you or something, then you have to protect yourself. Okay, it's not that Prabhu said in the class we have to be tolerant. So whatever happens, I will tolerate. Somebody comes and takes the money from my purse, I will tolerate. No, not like that. Tolerance means, no, like we should not get unnecessarily. Somebody says something, we should not get agitated. No? Like somebody will make a comment, Prabhu, you do something like this, and somebody is correcting. Sometimes people take it as a big this thing and agitated. No, we don't want to. But if somebody is like on our sake, if for our benefit, if somebody is saying something, that is called constructive criticism. Constructive criticism means somebody may say, oh, don't do this. Some people may say, that is constructively they say something, we have to accept it. But if somebody is just like always fault finding, always some destructive thing, then sometimes, you know, if you can learn some lesson out of that, you learn. Otherwise, just ignore that. Okay. So you have always option. Eh? Like if you have you are in doubt, you have parents are there. You can ask with the parents, check with them. So it's not like a tolerance means, you know, you tolerate any nonsense, anything you tolerate. No, not like that. Tolerance means, you know, you have to tolerate. If somebody is harming you, you don't have to keep on tolerating. You have to, sometimes, you know, you have to, there is, you know the story, the snake story, snake and Narada Muni story? No? You know the story. You know the story, snake story, Narada Muni? You don't know the story. I'll tell the story anyway. One, there was a snake was creating a lot of disturbance. Snake was creating, and all the village people complained. And then the Narada Muni came. No, snake, why are you doing all these things? Now I order you, from now onwards, you should not bite anyone, all these things. So then the snake just kept quiet. All the children were throwing stone, beating them, and then the snake was crying. Narada Muni came, hey, what did you do? Yeah, but you only asked me to tolerate. Na? No, I didn't do that toleration. You still tolerate, but when somebody comes and hiss, make the hissing sound. Don't bite. No? Just whoosh. Then the fellow will go away. Same way, devotee also, sometimes, no, like we tolerate. Sometimes, no, we have to be careful not people exploit us. Especially the people. Devotees won't exploit each other. Devotees will try to help each other. Exploitation will come when you think you are not, if everybody thinks you are servant of God, where is the question of exploitation? using everything in the service of Krishna. Only people who don't have the understanding of Krishna, they only try to exploit. So that type of people, we have to be careful. We are in the living in the material world, so sometimes people will exploit us. So we have to be careful, like a Narada Muni story. Like, yes, yeah, we have to be tolerant, and somebody is just the hissing sound. Narada Muni didn't say that, don't hiss, make this a snake. No, he did that. He says, tolerate, but you have to be careful also, not to completely harm yourself. No, that is not right, actually. So you have a guidance. Ask your parents, elders are there. You can always clarify with them how you can progress. If school or in outside world, wherever, if you find some people are harassing you or some people are trying to create disturbance, how to deal with that. So that this thing, we have to handle that. It's not, now tolerance doesn't mean that, now, oh, somebody comes, beats me up, okay, I'll tolerate. No, not that type of, that's not recommended, actually. Especially in this iron age, people will create disturbance. So we have to know how to handle the situation. Hare Krishna. Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grahana period is called the inauspicious period. Rahu Ketu, they try to grab this this thing. No? No, that grahana time is because of the inauspicious time.